Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
This week, we have something special prepared for you, courtesy of the fine thought leaders at Veg Out Magazine, the premier advocacy platform for conscious living and the plant-based movement. According to Veg Out and their superior work in the Wokealytics of Offendedness, there are several expressions commonly used by baby boomers that trigger millennials and Gen Z unintentionally. And that is why it is so important to cancel them, because a healthy society is one in which no one is ever offended by anything. And the sillier the offendedness, the more important it is to cater to it. In these expressions, the tragic truth is that boomers think they are complimenting Zs, but of course, their compliments flow from outdated value systems and are therefore highly offensive to the young people of today. The service rendered by Veg Out in bringing attention to this vital issue instructs us to remember that even if you intend something as a compliment, that doesn't matter. What matters is whether the recipient of your comment feels praised or insulted. As Flibertnik's Fifth Theorem on Linguistic Morality reminds us, offendedness is in the ear of the listener. And of course, you all remember Smolbert's second corollary to Flibertnik's Fifth Theorem. Offendedness is always defined by the most easily offended member of the target group. As we like to say, in every group there is an offense taker in chief. Well, obviously we don't say in chief, since that's cultural appropriation and marginalizing to indigenous peoples. We prefer to say most skilled offense taker, which also reminds us that being offended is a skill, a talent we must all practice and hone to razor-sharp perfection so that we, too, will be keenly offended whenever possible and thus purify others of their unacceptable use of ordinary language. Anywho, here are seven forbidden compliments. First, you're so articulate for your age. Although the boomer thinks he is offering a compliment, affirming the linguistic skill of a youngin, this is actually a highly condescending bit of shade. What? You think anybody under 50 is special if they can utter a simple, grammatically correct sentence? The intended praise transforms into a keen insult because the implication is we should expect nothing more from young adults than drooling gibberish, and that's why the old folks celebrate finding one who can correctly spell words longer than five letters without using a spell checker, especially when said to a young person of color or anyone from a marginalized group. This further reinforces the patriarchy and perpetuates white supremacist culture in which whitey is smart because he makes rules that invalidate the natural language of outgroups. Just because young people hate talking on the phone, have trouble writing essays longer than 64 words without the use of ChatGPT, and prove how overwhelmed they are time-wise by shortening perfectly good words into time-hurried reductions such as totes, feels, perf, and jelly, and just because this is all true of them, you still should not assume they are unable to communicate without the use of emojis and memes. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, you clean up nicely. Surely you're beginning to see a pattern. The stodgy old boomer looks around at a world full of casual attire and people living that soft life and suddenly thinks young people are all sloppy, slovenly, unkempt, and disheveled. Secretly judging all Zs as incapable of professional appearance, which, by the way, is a form of classism since it marginalizes the poor who cannot afford nice clothes and non-whites for their alternative attire structures. This shady compliment implies the target is normally a hot mess, when in reality Gen Z has simply embraced a new set of standards for appearance that includes nose rings, colored hair, exposed midriffs, full sleeve tattoos, and let's just call them novel aromas. In addition, the insulting of the recipient's normal manner of appearance, the phrase, you clean up nicely, adds another layer of offensiveness by praising the youngling for conforming to colonizer couture and caving to the pressure to participate in the oppressor class. So, no, don't say it. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
The third and fourth expressions are similar enough to be grouped together. You're not like other Gen Zers, and you're mature for your age are both attempts to praise young people for being something other than youthful, drooling, babbling, doom-scrolling skin sacks. But that's exactly why praising them for being age traitors is really just an insult to their tribe and a way of othering them simultaneously as members of the group boomers find inferior, and then saying they aren't even successful at being members of that unacceptable group. Imagine saying to a boomer, "You're not like other senior citizens. You're much less senile than I had expected based on your wrinkles and desiccated face. I bet you can even bathe yourself." So stop offending young people by praising them for just not being annoying, immature simps. Stop insulting their peers and stop insulting them by saying they're only valuable because they're unlike those peers you just insulted. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
A note at this point might be helpful. We realize the suffering caused by boomers with these phrases is probably unintentional, but remember, you are responsible for the effects of all your words. Even if they mean something completely different to other people than they do to you, that's your fault. If you or someone you know uses these phrases, someone else may be entitled to compensation. Continuing on, the fifth offensive compliment from boomers to Gen Zers is good for you. Although boomers think this is a nice way of patting them verbally on the back, remember, you should never pat someone on the back without their consent. And complimenting is just touching people with your voice. The problem here is that older folks sound like they're gently praising a child for, you know, successfully tying their shoes or managing to get soup into their mouths without spilling, or even worse, patting a dog on the head for retrieving a ball or the morning newspaper, which, by the way, is a kind of small, flimsy book that only very old people read in print anymore. The young people don't want your approval, old man. They don't need your approval, old man. And they don't want your good for you either, old man. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Now, expression six is a bit tricky, but here goes. You're so tech savvy. Telling a young person this usually proceeds from the fact that old people can't do anything related to tech, an age-based disability that began with them not being able to set a clock on the VCR, which is what old people used to call Netflix. So to them, it's a genuine compliment, born of recognizing their own incompetence. Unfortunately for Gen Z, they are digital natives, and so you're usually just complimenting them on something that is completely standard for someone their age, therefore not at all special. Also, it's reductivist, because what it usually means is that a young person's value to the old person is not their advanced degrees or training or anything unique to them, but some basic geek squad function like understanding spreadsheets, editing photos, or not using password as your password. Just as you would think it insulting to be praised for knowing how to use a fork or print your name, telling a youngster you're so tech-savvy is almost always going to be an insult. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
So that is this week's list of canceled phrases, courtesy of Veg Out magazine. Also, a note that even though the title Veg Out is clever for a vegan magazine, you should never use the phrase, I'm going to veg out, because that's offensive to the mentally nonconforming, whom mean people used to refer to as vegetables. The slur is, of course, doubly insulting because it says cognitively non-standard persons are like plants, and also because it implies that those plants are somehow less precious than the humans, which is speciesist. So remember, be careful about your compliments because, as we always say, sticks and stones may break your bones, but words can really hurt you. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.